Good morning and welcome. It is in fact t-shirt weather and I am excited. The nursery is available for those of you with children up to the age of two. That's just on the other side of the fellowship hall, as well as the live stream of the church service is playing in the teen room. If you have children over the age of two that need a break from the sanctuary this morning, the church boards, the CE board, the deacons, and the elders will meet this morning after Sunday school to discuss some of what we're going to be doing this week. So if you are a part of one of the church boards, please hang around till after Sunday school so that way we can discuss our plan for this week and going forward. The youth group is going to Camp Barnabas this summer from July 30th through August 5th. We're going to be taking a missions trip, serving as camp counselors and camp help for people with mental and physical disabilities there in Missouri. If you are interested in coming on that trip with us, please let me know so we can get registrations for you guys and get you guys signed up so that way we can get travel plans started. Byron Bible Camp also has one more retreat coming up here in a few weeks for 7th through 12th graders. That'll be February 25th through 27th. So if you're interested in teen camp at Byron Bible Camp this month, check that out and get signed up here pretty soon. So we have that church meeting after Sunday school. Tonight we have the Chosen Bible Study that's going to be here at the church at 6 p.m. And the youth group is going to join the church in watching that television series with the church, and then we're going to split into discussion from there. So youth group will happen as normal at 6 o'clock, but we'll meet in here in the sanctuary and watch the Chosen with the church, and then we'll break for discussion from there. Young adult Bible study will also be going through that same series at the same pace as the church. So if you happen to miss Sunday night, you can't make it, feel free to come to Kelly and I's house Monday nights at 8 p.m. To catch that same episode and that same discussion. We also have an elders meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. So elders, if you're looking at your bulletin, it is not 8 p.m., it is 7 p.m. And then we have a deacons meeting Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths.
Please join together and stand as we sing hymn number 51. Hymn 51, you can use your hymn books or look on the screen. Guide me, though. Excuse me? Not on the screen for this one either. Need to use your hymn books if you want to read the words. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren. Thou art mighty, hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead them on my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. Verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Bear me through the swelling current,
morning if you'd like.
Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests. Of course, we have a huge praise this morning, and we're grateful for God's protection this past week in Miller and the situation there at the school. Continue to pray for the school administrators and teachers and families as they adjust to how things might look here in the future and making decisions about how to proceed, but very grateful that no one was injured and what happened at Miller. So, other praises or prayer requests this morning that you might have? John?
I have a very good friend, he's a farmer, Andrew Zalba, and he's going to have one of the heart surgery this week.
Okay. What's his name?
Jason.
All right, that's a great name. open heart surgery for John's friend, Jason, this week. Paula? On the 8th. Okay. So down near the bottom of your prayer list, you see Paula's brother Jerome is going to have a spot on his lung removed, and that will be on the 8th. So pray for that. Any others? Oh, okay. Congratulations. All right, so Marshall and Jersey and Harley have relocated back to Miller, and mom and dad are happy about that. And Jersey Pastor RN Boards, so congratulations on that. Any others? We'll pray for that too. Okay. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together and worship you this morning. We come this morning with grateful hearts for your provision and your protection this week with the explosion and the fire at Miller High School. And we just thank you so much for your protection during that entire situation. We thank you that no one was injured. We know that it could have been very different than the way it turned out. And we just thank you for just the way that you worked in the whole situation. We thank that everyone was able to evacuate safely, and we just pray moving forward that you would be with the administrators and the school board in Miller, and decisions that need to be made moving forward and how to proceed with classes and other activities. We just pray that you'd give them guidance and direction, and pray that there would be help available where needed. We pray that you would be with students and teachers and staff and family as well as they adjust to what will look different, certainly for the foreseeable future. And we just pray that everything can be worked out so that the school year can continue. We do pray that you would be with the requests and the praises that we have on our prayer sheet and that we've heard this morning. We thank you for Marshall and Jersey and Harley relocating here to Miller. And we are excited to have them back as part of our community. We thank you that Jersey's passed her boards, being RN, and pray that you would guide her in her work. We pray that you would be with Jerome this week as he has the surgery to remove that spot on his lung, and we pray that it would be successful, and we pray that there won't be any spread or any further complications are discovered as they do that surgery. We do pray that you would be with John's friend Jason and the open heart surgery that he has. Open heart surgery is just daunting even to think about, so we just pray that you'd guide the surgeons as they do that and pray that it'd be successful, that everything would go well. We pray that you would continue to be with others that we have on our list that have health needs, and we know that you're aware of each of those situations, and we just trust that you would work in each one. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his ongoing recovery, and we just pray for strength and healing for him. We pray that Lorraine's surgery this week for getting her artificial eye, we pray that that went well. We pray that George is doing okay with the COVID and pray that he's not had any major symptoms. We pray for others there in the nursing home that are dealing with COVID as well. We just pray that you would continue to be with the ministries of our church. We pray that you would be honored and glorified through what we do. We pray that we would be a light for you in our community and help spread the light around the world through the different ministries that we're part of. We think this month specifically of the Shoemakers, and we thank you for their faithfulness and their service with Wycliffe and their work in helping to translate the Bible into the Tarahumara language. We pray for them in the bit of transition that they're in right now as they're shifting to part-time with the increased responsibilities they have in caring for Wes's parents, and we pray that his parents' property would sell, as I know they're depending on the revenue from that sale to help fund their care. We pray that you'd continue to be with the health needs that Julie has and also their daughter. We pray that you would be with the ongoing work with the translation of the Bible and the recording of it, and pray that that would continue to proceed. We pray that you would be with our other missionaries as well, and pray that you would be with their ministries. We pray for their physical health, their financial support, and we pray for the opportunities they have to share your word through what they're in, the ministries that they're involved in. We do pray for our country. We ask that you would give wisdom and guidance and discernment to our elected officials. We're mindful of our state legislature being in session right now. We pray that you would be with their work. We pray for Jarvis Whiff and his work with Capitol Commission and his ministry that he has to our legislators. We pray for our Congress and President and Supreme Court, and just pray for guidance for them as well. We're also continuing to pray for the situation in Ukraine. And we just pray that that would not escalate beyond where it is. We pray that you'd continue to be with the missionaries in Ukraine who have decisions that they have to make about staying or leaving and what to do. We just pray that you would help them to know the right course to take. We thank you for your provision for our physical needs and our financial needs for each of us individually, and also your provision for our needs as a church. We pray that we'd continue to be good stewards of what you have entrusted us with. And we just pray that you'd be with the rest of our time this morning and the rest of our service. We're thankful for the opportunity to take communion this morning. We thank you for the reminder that it is of your love for us and the gift of your Son, his willingness to die on the cross in payment for our sins. And we pray that we would be mindful of that, not just as we take communion, but each day that we would live our lives in gratitude for your love and mercy that you have bestowed upon us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand as we sing hymn 198, The Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus. matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, greater than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, for the wonderful grace of Jesus. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all-sufficient grace for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus, praise his name.
Thank you for singing. Please be seated.
Good morning. Apologize for my obnoxious children that don't like to share their snacks sitting in the second row. My song this morning is called The Commission by Cain. It's very simple and straightforward, and I think that's why I like it the most. It has a very clear message of what God has told us to do and what our job is. And I'm out of breath from singing the high notes on the last song, so I'm going to take a second. And whenever you're ready, Pastor Derek.
See my hands and look at my feet. It's okay if it's hard to believe. I have faith you will do greater things. It's my time to go, but before I leave, go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now there's much to do here before you leave. So